try it again.
Take number two.
Welcome back to Sword and Scale, Brohio Podcast. This is the Brohio Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Delicious Nickalicious.
Hey, and I am Rob Dog. How's everybody fucking doing?
You guys have probably been wondering where we're at, what we're doing, who we're with.
I wonder that daily.
I wonder it all the time.
Yeah.
Some of you probably thought we went down after the Clinton episode.
We thought about it.
Some guy came to my door. He said, "Are you Rob from Brohio?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." Step in here. Step in my office. I fucking whacked him. He's dead. He's over there by the washing machine.
No, I thought you were talking about off.
I whacked him off.
Okay.
He's like, this jism is over there next to the washing machine.
Yeah, okay.
And then he left and he said, "Mrs. Clinton thanks you." And I said, "You tell that fat bitch that you'll tell her anything because I don't care." Well, we got a very spiller back to some true crime in this episode.
Yeah.
How much fun is that for everybody?
I'm sure it'll be awesome.
You got some kitty cat hairs over there?
I got a little bit of foam hanging out of my...
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
We, like we said, we did the Clinton episode.
Yeah.
We disappeared for a week.
Yep. Unplanned.
Very...
Our Facebook page went down. We took it down.
Oh, yeah. We'll get that in a second.
We're still getting shit.
It's
okay.
We'll get to it here in a second. But first, let's touch on our Patreon subscribers. How about that?
I love touching on them.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and touch this one first.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. Megan Petrazak?
Well, there's one up above that. I'll do...
Okay. Okay, there you go.
First is...
I forgot the little guys.
Colleen Boyer.
There you go.
Colleen... I don't like collard... I think I do like collard greens.
Never had them.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
Colleen, thank you for your Patreon pledge.
Coy Bullcock, thank you very much.
Scotty Lee, thank you, Mr. Lee. Tell your dad, Bruce, I said hi.
Nick Ivanovich.
Sure. Ivanovic is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
I'm good at last names, not good at reading in general. All right.
I'll let you have that one. Look at this one.
Jail... Chaucer. Thank you, Mr. Jail Saucer.
I'm getting a feeling that these names aren't even real.
Some people are just messing with us.
It's a name of nothing but consonants.
For certain.
Right. Harry Rosen again.
Thank you, Harry Rosen again.
Again, thank you.
And like Rob said, Megan Peter track. Thank you, Megan Peter Zach. And we need to talk about ghosts. If they're...
No, we're not saying that. That's actually...
They're probably a podcast.
I would assume.
By the title of We Need to Talk About Ghosts. Go check them out.
Ah, sorry, just had to take a nice big drink of beer there. Casey Visoria. Thank you.
Sonoco Gonzalez, Soko, thank you so much for your Patreon pledge.
Let me see here.
Amy
Sidgreaves.
You're going blind, dude.
I am. It looked kind of blurry. I've only had one beer, I swear.
Chris Combs, thank you, Chris, for coming to our show. Chris Coombs, I believe that's how that's pronounced.
AJ Afay Divine Juggalo J.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
We're all juggalos at heart, honestly.
Yep.
James Tiny Penis, Tiny Anus. James Tanius.
Tanius.
Thank you, James Tiny Anus.
Daniel Stidham. Stidham.
Cole Johnson.
That's
Jersey Pete right there.
Pete Martirano.
That's Jersey Pete. Thank you, Jersey Pete.
Thank you, good sir.
And Cockboy. You'd like to have a shout out at the beginning of the Brohio podcast, go to patreon.com/
I hope that's that person's birth name.
Cockboy.
What
an unfortunate chain of events.
This boy was born all cock.
That's
what a proud dad.
That's good. My son wouldn't have that problem.
No, mine didn't.
Oh, we have two. Well, first, we do random calls to Snapchat people during the week.
Yeah.
And we talked to our buddy Josh.
Mm-hmm.
He's deployed in Turkey.
Okay.
And he's in the Army. Very excited to hear from us. Thank you, Josh, for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep fighting the good fight, brother. And we have two, what do we call those?
Promo
swaps from the Sinful Show,
mm-hmm.
ran by Father Sin.
Beautiful beard.
And we have the Backwoods Barcast.
Okay.
So we're going to play both of those for you, right? Meow.
It is in human nature to have extremely enjoyable feelings that make you feel guilty. Join me, your host, the one and only Father Sin, every week while I delve into the inner workings of the human mind. in my own twisted and sinful way on The Sinful Show, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's a problem here.
Okay, let's tell them about the problem.
The Backwoods Barcast thing just disappeared. It was on my computer here. Now it's just gone.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So I'll get with them. I'll have them resend it, and we'll play it next week.
Okay. Dude, sorry, guys.
You saw it. I downloaded it, and it's just gone.
Yeah, it was there. Now it's gone. We don't know what happened.
For the love of God.
Hillary, come on.
Yeah, go check out the Backwoods Barcast.
Yeah, we'll give them a half of a plug this week and the other half next week.
Give them a 12-star review now. Tell them about this live show we got coming up there, Rob.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. This is on Saturday, October 5th. This is going to be in West Virginia. This is in Mothman Country. It is us, Mr. Rigo's Bump, and Hillbilly Horror Stories. Our good friends, Jerry and Tracy. It's going to be a fucking great time. $15. This is at the American Legion Post 23, 100 2nd Street Point, Pleasant, West Virginia.
You know what's going down in West Virginia, don't you?
Yeah, you got to find a fucking hotel that's somewhere out of that fucking city because there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
We have been looking for
a
week now. Yeah, we're just going to sleep on the street.
No hotel, motel. It's West Virginia. You just sleep where you fall.
Yeah, right.
Even if it means falling into your side of your sister. Yeah, it's where you just sleep there.
We're probably just going to stay somewhere that's close by, not in that city, but
yeah, I want to stay at someone's house on Craigslist as well.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, it will be dope.
Yeah.
Like we said, the Clintons tried to shut us down. We're back. We're okay. We shut down our closed group, Butt Chuggers Anonymous. So the thing is, Butt Chuggers Anonymous outgrew what Rob and I could do. People were saying things to one another that does not go by what Rob and I stand for. We're nice guys. If you met us on the street, you'd be friends with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have no enemies. These people were, I shouldn't say these people, certain people in the group were creating enemies amongst one another. And all hours of the night, all hours of the day, people are blowing us up, trying to get us to rectify things in the group.
Yeah, and it gets fucking old.
Our main focus is this podcast and producing good content, not monitoring the group. So
not babysitting adults.
Sorry for the fucking stupid people ruined it. Then that night,
let me just say this: don't join a meme group if you can't take the fucking memes.
Yeah, Rob's right about that. He's absolutely right.
Then grow some thicker skin, people.
That night, so I want to talk to everyone about this. This is Nicholas just being serious for a second. That night, some scumbag, fucking shit stain. It was in the group that he was upset that the group got closed. So
he
did a little public records thing and he found a phone number for me, which my phone number is not listed on the internet, but the phone number where I live with my mom and dad for, 20 years of my life. They've had the same phone number for 40 years. They've lived in the same house for 40 years.
Yeah.
This fucking dipshit calls my parents in the middle of the night and wakes them up. You want to talk about fucking furious, dude.
Looking for Nick.
Yeah. Trying to find me. And wakes my mom and dad, who are they're older. They're in their 60s. They're in bed.
They don't look a day over 40.
No, awesome fucking people.
Yeah, they're great people.
And he called and woke them up. Scary situation for me. It's we're not famous, Rob.
Yeah. But
people.
And this person's excuse was that he looked it up and thought it was his and his wife, Nick and his wife's number. First off, you don't need to be looking stuff like that up and trying to question us about a Facebook group. Look, man.
Yeah. And he tried to blame it on the alcohol. I'm like, go fuck yourself. I hope you fucking die in a car fire. Just have some, to him specifically, have some fucking respect.
Yeah.
Never had this problem before. Everyone, 99.99999% of the people that listen to the show, awesome fucking people. That guy, scumbag. Sucks his own dick. And by sucks his own dick, I mean he sucks the strap on that his wife puts on.
Okay. I'd probably suck my own dick if I could.
Yeah.
I just like the taste.
Yeah, I was fit to be tied on that one. I was ready to burn this motherfucker down. And I mean that in the most Christian way possible. A Welsh town is set to install high-tech toilets that would deter sexual activity by sounding an alarm and spraying the user with a cool blast of water. I didn't have an article picked out. This is from the one that we didn't do.
I was going to say, this isn't even... I'm sitting here like, where the fuck is he reading this from? I don't see this at all.
Porthcawl, located on Wales' south coastline. I think it's Porthcawl. is planning to spend about $200,000 on the technologically advanced toilets at Griffin Park that will reportedly include Murad security features to limit, quote, inappropriate sexual activity and vandalism. At the sign of any suspicion or violent movement,
violent movement, okay.
They've been watching me jerk it. Sensors will automatically open the stall doors and sound a high-pitch alarm with a spray of water jets soaking the user inside. The floors will also be weight-sensitive to make sure there's only one person in the stall at a time, according to Wilson.
So you got someone like me, a big old fat girl, going in there to take your big old creamy dragon shit, and the goddamn thing starts spraying water on me. I'm just a big boy in there trying to poop. It thinks I got a big old boy up in there with me trying to fuck me. Oh, I get in there trying to take poop. And it's spraying me with the cold water.
Yeah, I wonder how they judge that.
That's racist, because they have a really heavy teeth over there in England. So
very true.
Take that into effect for the weight in the bathroom? I do not know. The new robo-toilets, whose plans were submitted by the Porthcawl Town Council, are set to replace the old facilities, which they say outlived their lifespan. So, in essence here, if it's also got the they're heated. And if someone takes up residence in the toilet for an extended period of time, a warning message will play, combined with the lights and heat being turned off. In addition, all the toilets will be equipped with a full high-pressure floor and wall washer that may be activated after each use. So these are self-cleaning toilets, dude.
That's great.
You got that video of me dressed up as the Undertaker pooping this week, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty awesome. That was the highlight of my week.
There ain't no
that tells
robo,
you how my week went.
No robo scrubber cleaning that poop up, is there?
No.
If you would like a video of me dressed up as the Undertaker taking a shit, write us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
You can't toilet Roomba that thing. That poor thing was brown.
Bad day. Bad day at the office.
Oh, yeah.
For our true crime this week, covering Bobby Joe Sinnott. So one thing about Rob and I is we like to cover stuff off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And we like the beaten off, too.
Yeah. A lot.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this episode. We've got dogs, chat rooms, I'm assuming Mountain Dew, I'm assuming there's some brother-sister fucking going on.
Okay, all right.
There's a lot of it, Rob, and
I'm down.
There's been a lot of stuff in the podcast stratosphere right now of true crime podcasts that are completely plagiarizing stuff from other podcasts and from the internet. When we copy and paste something, we tell you, we say, this has been copy and pasted from ..
Right.
These people are taking verbatim, word-for-word content from other podcasts and just putting it on their podcast.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
That's why I don't even really listen to podcasts anymore. I talk to other podcasters like, hey, did you listen to my new show? I'm like, no, I don't, because I don't want
to. I listen to two podcasts.
I don't want to develop. I listen to Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah, three. I forgot about this.
And what have I been listening to? Jericho's good, too.
Yeah, I'll hit Jericho every now and then, but yeah, Steve Austin I'll listen to, depending on who he has on. Same thing with Rogan, and yes, the H3 podcast I'll listen to every week.
I don't want to steal someone else's style or thunder, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like people say, we're like last podcast on the left.
That's why I stopped listening to them. I
haven't listened to them in 2 years, probably. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them since the... Oh, shit. Yeah, it's been a while ago.
But this one was like a 13-page book report is what this one was. Handwritten, no copy and paste.
Hey.
We're out here doing God's work.
So that means if you hear somebody cover something and the research sounds very similar, you know what the fuck happened.
They came and got you.
They fucking stole it. Let us know. We're going to send them a package of poop.
That'll be flattering if someone steals our content. What about the worst creatures in the entire world?
Can you imagine? Especially if they recycle the same crappy jokes.
Yeah. That sounds a lot like that time my dad fucked my mouth. I didn't like it. A lot of pubic hair in my braces.
Isn't that the worst?
This is the death of Bobby Joe Sinnott.
All right.
In April of 2003, a young woman by the name of Bobby Joe. What a beautiful name.
Smell this real quick. Okay. It's not my butt for you people that can't listen.
Bless America, that's strong.
Fucking, that's a peanut butter stout there, brother.
Yeah. You're going to poop your pants.
I fucking hope.
What are you drinking? Shorts Brewing Company, Uber Goober, an imperial oatmeal stout brewed with peanuts, the smooth, The creamy, the delicious.
It's like every shit I ever take.
It's a free plug for them. So reach out to Shorts Brew Company, Shorts Brewing Company. Tell them Brewhio sent you.
Well, it doesn't have the fucking ABV on the damn bottle.
Doesn't matter.
So I don't know how much alcohol is
it's
in this.
It's beer and it's going to hurt your liver. It'll cause liver okay. cancer.
It's a holiday week and I don't give a shit. My wife can clean my ass tonight.
Man. Or I can do it. I mean, yeah. In April of 2003, a young woman by the name of Bobby Joe married her high school sweetheart.
Oh, it's fucking so good.
Zebulon.
Please, it has to be Zebulon. What the fuck is this?
Zebulon James Stinnett.
That's a fucking alien if I've ever heard of one.
And I would assume they probably called Zebulon.
Zeb
for short.
Of course. Zebulon. Holy shit.
Oh, I don't want to derail this thing too quickly. But when we were in middle school, we had a foreign exchange student from Kentucky. His name was Zeb.
Yeah.
Do you remember Zeb?
Yeah, I remember Zeb.
This motherfucker smelled like kerosene, like nothing you've ever seen. He moved into an abandoned trailer park across the street from the school. And I was on the wrestling team. And I was like King Dingling that year. I finally was getting stronger. And I was, I wasn't heavyweight, but I was one of the bigger kids on the team. And I was just slamming people, man. Then this Zeb kid shows up from the fucking mountains. I don't know. He
just eats corn all day long,
eating
man.
Goats for a living. And he's just jacked, dude. He looks like Abraham Lincoln in his 20s. He's just like a cobra, like a back, or his back like a cobra. And we would wrestle, dude, and he was just nasty. Like he smelled like kerosene for starters.
Right.
And he was really fucking strong, but he was retarded. My whole entire life, I've had this thing going for me. I'm a super nice guy. I just like to talk to people. I love to meet new people. Mm-hmm. Zeb thought that we were best fucking friends. And I said, no, buddy. I didn't tell him this. I'm like, I talked to him about his problems. We would wrestle, and everyone on the team had wrestling shoes except for Zeb. He would wrestle in his socks because he wasn't allowed to wear tennis shoes on the wrestling mat. And one day after practice, he's like, I think mine, and this is how he talked. We're like 11, and this is how this kid talked.
Our school had, for some reason, affinity for people from Kentucky with weird-ass names.
Yeah.
Like Flim.
Flim.
Yeah. We had a kid named Flim in our grade. He was from Kentucky, I do believe, as well.
Zeb sets me down. He's like, all right, man, you seem like someone I probably go getting advice from. I said, yeah, man, I'm here for you. What's going on? He said, my dad's girlfriend last night tried to fuck me. And I don't know. I'm in the eighth grade.
We were young then.
I don't know a whole lot about fucking at this point. Yeah. And I said, oh, okay, Zeb, what else? He said, so you know what happened? You know what I did? And I said, I have no idea, Zeb. Did I flipped her over and I grabbed her by her fucking shoulders and I fucked the shit out of her. But he did this thing like where like you would reach under your spouse's arms and put your hands on their shoulders from the bottom. He's just like, and he called it hunching. He said, I was hunching her.
So he grabbed her from underneath and grabbed her shoulders?
He bent her over and he like slid his hands under her armpits. And then grabbed her shoulders.
Holy fuck, he's got crazy ass arms.
Dude, he was shaped like Abraham Lincoln.
I can barely reach over the top of the shoulders.
Yeah, I'm just laying on my back screaming for help, trying to get a boob in my mouth. He said, I reached down, I grabbed her by her fucking shoulder, and I was hunching her. I said, you were what? He said, I was hunching her. I said, what is a hunch? My mom has a China hutch, but what is a hunch? A hunch is when you think something bad, so I got a fucking hunch that this guy might be retarded.
That just reminds me of, like, you're rubbing your wiener on it, but it's not actually going in.
That might have been what he was doing.
He was like, I was so close to getting it in there, buddy.
He said, I was hunching her. So you'll get congratulations, Zeb. Congratulations, Zebulon.
Zebulon.
Now, Zeb and Bobby Joe, they were in their early 20s at the time. This is the worst episode so far we've ever done.
I mean, we're talking about hunching. How can it be that bad?
Bobby Joe, she was described as shy, intelligent, trusting, and exceptionally protective of her younger brother. Mm. And there was actually a story about her younger brother getting yanked into the boys' bathroom in high school.
Mm, sounds sexy.
And then she went into the bathroom and she pissed on all the guys that were beating her brother up. And she peed on them standing up, which is the most demoralizing thing a woman can do to you is when she stands over you and just pisses on you.
And I would assume a woman like Bobby Joe probably has really yellow, almost borderline orange piss. It's all the Mountain Dew and Twinkies.
That piss is going through a pubic strainer before it actually touches you.
Oh, God.
We gotta turn this off and start over, man.
Pubes like yarn.
Oh, Jesus. Look like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Pull my yarn.
Hanging on for dear life. Doing a little back stretching. Oh, man. She eventually graduated from high school, thank God, in 2000, but she graduated with honors. Okay. And I don't want to make her sound like a brain surgeon, because where she lived at was called Skidmore, Kansas. The population was 250 people. 250. Oh, and the reason they call it Skidmore is because per capita, there are more people there with shit stains in their underwear than any other city in the United States. So that's how they got the name Skidmore. And if you're from Skidmore, Kansas, write us an email. You will probably have to travel about 180 miles to get internet service.
But it's Carrier Pigeon.
Broio Podcast at Lycos.com. You can find us there.
Lycos.
Just go ahead and send it. Let us know what life is like in Skidmore, Kansas. Okay. Now,
oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Her senior thesis was how to make a tornado in a 2-liter bottle.
I think those are the best.
Shit, I think I figured it out. I can do it. I think I can do this.
But oh, shit.
She's Dr. Thunder, not water. Okay?
Okay.
Mountain lightning.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I said before, she married Zeb when she was about 22 years old. Bobby Joe had a deep-rooted affection for animals because what else is there to do in Skidmore, Kansas?
Yeah.
She held a job at the garden center, but she truly loved her job at the pet store. She's okay. Said to be particularly fond of the fish and the birds.
Who the fuck likes fish?
They're stupid animals. They're non-affectionate. Shit.
They can't even breathe. They can't even breathe air.
Tastes delicious with tartar sauce, though.
They do.
She eventually had to move on from these jobs because they didn't pay that well. And her husband, Zeb, got her a job at the local Kawasaki manufacturing plant. Okay?
Oh, God.
So things are looking up at this point. She's moved on from the pet store. She's moved on from other things. She's at the Kawasaki manufacturing plant. She's making fucking dishwashers, dirt bikes, fucking everything, drills, everything that Kawasaki makes. Refrigerators. They make it all, dude.
I didn't know they made all that shit. I know dirt bikes. That's about it.
Look it up. I probably made all that shit up.
I think you did.
Now, Bobby Joe wasn't just partial to these the fish and the birds. And this next part plays a considerable part of the story. Bobby Joe was a renowned, distinguished, illustrious, there aren't enough acronyms to describe her,
okay,
rat terrier breeder.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a rat terrier breeder.
Of course.
What a nasty, nasty little dog.
This is like, you know, you can start to tell me this, and I would automatically know this is from Skidmore, Kansas.
Where'd this happen at? Down there in goddamn Skidmore. Oh, God. She claimed honors and awards all over the country for how nice her bitches were, okay?
Good for her.
She
That's great.
Good-looking bitches there, yeah, with her rat terrier squad.
Okay.
These were champion show dogs that she had on her hands.
All right.
These weren't just run-of-the-mill fucking retards from the puppy mill. These were
good for her.
Grade-A rat terriers.
All right.
So life is going pretty good. She's got a job at the Kawasaki plant. Like, she's making dirt bikes and refrigerators with her husband. And there's nothing else I would love more than to spend every waking moment of my life not only living with my wife, but working with her. That is not one thing that, like, you know the fights you get in at home?
Yeah.
Over, I don't know, stupid shit. Dish
chores. Yeah, chores. I'll say chores.
Yeah. Imagine.
Cleaning.
Imagine if your spouse got to follow you around at work and just watch you, yeah, and see you, like, she'd see me sleeping on the toilet at work. She'd, yeah, say, hey, are you sleeping on the toilet again? And I would say, I think I might have been gone.
Right. I met my wife at work, so it's fucking horrible.
You're making pizzas in high school, though.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
I wanted to kill myself still, though. Especially because she was a manager.
Okay, so she...
And I'd been there longer.
You were coaxed into what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Fucking horrible.
Now, like we said, she's working at the Kawasaki plant with Zebulon. They were saving...
Good old Zebulon.
Z. Dirty Z. They were saving for their first home, which they were very close to obtaining, and right, Bobby Joe was pregnant, not, aww, with a rat terrier,
aw, damn,
but with a baby girl human.
That's awesome.
They were expecting their first baby.
Not a fish, not a rat terrier, it's
no,
a human.
It was a baby human.
Good for her.
Most breeders would keep all of the information, secrets they had about the tricks of the trade locked up in their head, okay? So you got the things you do to make the perfect golden retriever, rat, mm-hmm, terrier.
Yeah.
She didn't record these things, she shared them with the rat terrier community, okay?
Oh, man, you can't do that.
Yeah, most breeders would keep all the information secrets.
Yeah.
Not Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe was very popular in the online chat community, where she would share genetics information and lots of other sought-after information via a chat room called Ratter Chatter.
Ratter Chatter.
It's a chat room for
you. See, what you do is you gotta take the ones out with stumpy legs and you gotta shoot them in the fucking neck. or you can crossbreed them. You can crossbreed the two retarded ones with the gimp legs, and you can give them peg legs.
I was thinking, like, if you wanted like a multicolored rat terrier, you gotta fill up a bottle full of different colored Kool-Aids, and you gotta bottle feed the male while they're breeding in order to get the multicolored.
If you squeeze Mountain Dew in the female's ass right at the climax time, you'll get an albino. Albino. You'll get an albino terrier.
Snowboarding dog comes out them at Mountain Dew.
I would just assume she'd say albino instead of albino.
Jalapeno.
You get you a nice spicy terrier. Oh, man.
Ratter chatter. I usually make a lot of stuff up, Rob. I didn't make that up.
Yeah, oh, that's so good.
Chat rooms are cool back in the day, but I remember right when chat roulette came
along. Oh, dude, that was the shit.
Like probably like 9 or 10 years ago.
So many dicks.
Listen, I've only tried this was right when I got a laptop, right before I started kicking with my wife.
Yeah.
Chat roulette. I did it one time. The first guy that popped up, just a fat guy with a big double neck like me, just staring at me. My best.
Yeah.
The next guy is standing about 8 feet away from his camera in a fucking Lucha Libre mask.
Of course.
And he's got a strap on. Penis. Like a strap on.
Okay.
Like a big pink strap on. His dick, he had the strap on kind of like off to the side a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And he had his wiener poking out the side. So he had like two, like a mutant dick.
Yeah.
And then a real dick. And he had a fucking bag of Granny Smith apples. It looked like a bag of Granny Smith apples just hanging in his arm.
What the fuck?
And he pops up, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's like,
was his real wiener impressive?
Yeah, it was, dude.
Oh, really?
It was scary. It's just like one of the old man wieners, like, he's never had anybody because his wiener just hurts people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, I would think if he was wearing a strap-on, he'd have an embarrassing wiener.
No, he didn't.
And that's why he was wearing
it. They were both sticking out. He had it pulled off to the side, and then he had the...
Damn, good for him.
Good for him. And I just sat there, like, staring at a car accident. I said, this dude swiped me. He got rid of me.
I didn't get him. Like, come on, man. I want to see what's going on here.
I was like, I'm ready.
No. Are you going to fuck those apples or
not
what?
Not my proudest fap. Not my proudest jacker. I was waiting for him, dude. He swiped me.
That was the end of my chat roulette
career. Man. What a big old waste of time.
I know. That sucks.
The Ratter Chatter community was very close, on the other hand.
Of course they were.
Ratter Tatter. Bobby Joe was very forthcoming and excited to share the news about her pregnancy. While she was celebrating, one lady in the group was mourning.
Aww.
Let's move on to our next subject here.
Okay.
We're going to move on from Bobby Joe for a little bit.
Okay.
It's time to touch on Lisa Montgomery.
Okay.
We're going to move on to Lisa Montgomery. And she's uglier than dog shit.
Okay.
We're talking about rat terriers, okay?
Yeah, okay.
She's uglier than dog shit.
All right.
Lisa Montgomery had been chatting back and forth with Bobby Joe, not about Ratter Chatter, but about their ensuing new additions. Lisa was pregnant as well. Bobby Joe was only carrying one baby, but Lisa claimed she was pregnant with twins.
Aw.
But Lisa had a very sketchy past. And those familiar with the chat room said she would often conjure up similar stories for attention. And people close to her said, she doesn't look pregnant. Okay.
Hmm. So you're telling me somebody on Ratter Chatter would lie?
From Skidmore. I don't think Lisa Montgomery is from Skidmore.
I doubt it, but still.
Yeah.
She's from Poopstain, Kansas.
Close enough.
Not Skidmark, but Poopstain.
So let's dig into ugly dog shit Lisa here for a second. Okay. When Lisa was just a teenager, she married Carl Bowman. The really cool part about Carl was he was Lisa's stepbrother. Okay, so we've got some sister-brother fucking going on
okay.
in the area. Carl was Lisa's stepbrother, but they married when they were teenagers. So this brings me into my next discussion here, Rob.
All right.
Is that too close to intermingle right there. Is that too close?
No. Fuck it.
Yes, it is.
YOLO.
No YOLO, man.
If you want to have a two-headed baby, there's no other way to do it.
But they wouldn't have a two-headed one. They're step
siblings. One and a half heads then.
Yeah. So you just, you know, Saturday night, mom and dad go to bed, and Carl comes up in your room. He's like, "Hey, I got dad's bag of dildos right here. I think we should fuck each other." She's like, "Carl, I love you." When I say Carl, I can only think of Carl Winslow.
See, you have Carl and Lisa, and I immediately think of The Simpsons. So I'm thinking of Homer's black friend, Carl?
Yeah.
And then Lisa Simpson. And it's even weirder.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Now, they did get married. They went on to have 4 kids in 4 years.
Okay, good. Fuck that. They're fucking tearing it up.
They're getting it on.
Go, Carl.
A lot of things I read said Lisa had a bad childhood. She was sexually abused a lot, and she was a functioning alcoholic before she could even reach adolescence. She was boozing at a very young age.
There's no law when you're drinking claw.
You're absolutely right, dude. That stuff tastes like it's been strained through someone's asshole. It's disgusting. If you drink White Claw, don't email us.
Please don't.
It's fucking gross, dude.
I got like 10 in my fridge you can have if you want them.
Now, to say this was a tumultuous relationship between Carl and Lisa would be an understatement. Lisa found power in being pregnant. It made people fuss over her. She could fake ailments. She could get a lot of different things just by faking being pregnant. And she knew that. After her 4th child in 4 years, the doctor said, "Your shit is fucking tore the fuck up, okay? You can't reproduce anymore. We have to give you..." We have to give you a fucking entire tubes.
Yeah.
So, and I'm reading this part. They can't handle... Okay. I was looking at my own notes here. I thought that was something you put in.
No, I haven't put anything in. It says
they couldn't handle another Mountain Dew baby busting its way through there. I saw that and it threw me off for a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, that was you, man.
Yeah, all right. The doctor recommended a tubal ligation. Through my infinite travels as a researching podcaster, I know what a tubal ligation is. Several research outlets had it spelled as tubal litigation. Well, litigation is something you
it's
do
like in fucking
court.
Document, yeah. You're just shoving paperwork in your fucking asshole.
Does the pussy plead guilty or not guilty? The pussy pleads no contest. It does not contest the facts held within the case. It does not wish to plead guilty or not guilty. It's a pussy litigation.
Oh shit!
So finally, I got something right. I found something that was wrong, and I didn't read it on the air.
Hey,
it was not a tubal litigation. It was a tubal ligation. Okay,
man, litigation would have been so much better.
Lisa and her husband Carl had to move all over the United States due to her lies. Okay, so her lies were essentially chasing them out of different states: Oklahoma, New Mexico, and eventually on to Kansas.
She was lying so bad she had to leave states.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
They're all clinically fucking retarded there.
I think everybody lies in New Mexico.
They're all got like fucking water on the brain and nuclear fallout and stuff.
Yeah.
They're trying to, you know, storm Area 51 there.
Yeah,
right,
they're
now
just living amongst the aliens.
That's Nevada, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's fine. They're all so covered
they're right there. Yeah, they're fucking hot and barren and
yeah,
all that shit.
After the 4th child, she obviously couldn't reproduce any longer, so she would continuously fake pregnancies. She would wear baggy clothes. She would walk around holding her stomach like she was like 8 months pregnant.
She's got Taco Bell baby.
I have those all the time.
I do too.
Gentlemen, do you remember the days when you were ready to go downstairs a little quicker? Things weren't quite as hard as they are now. Things have changed. Things are different. Things aren't as hard as they used to be. You're getting older. Fatter. Your balls look more like raisins than ever before. It is like the clouds have separated in the sky from up above, and the sun is shining through because we have something to tell you about called Blue Chew. You see, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Now, Blue Chew brings you the first
chewable. Same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Yeah. It's time to get real for a second, guys.
Let's break it down.
We're talking about Blue Chew. That's BlueChew. Blue Chew, you can take it any time, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, this stuff's going to work twice as fast, Rob Dog. And I'm going to tell you about my experience with Blue Chew, Rob Dog.
Okay.
I got Blue Chew, like I've said before. My wife loves this stuff. She says, don't quit, get it. And I'm just hitting it till I can't hit it anymore. Rob, I'm getting the confidence and the longevity that I have not had in a long time. She's saying, let's go once, let's go twice, let's go three times. By that time, the sun's coming up. It's time for biscuits and gravy. That's what Blue Chew can do for you, Rob Dog.
Sign me up. So if you're like anybody else and you could benefit from some extra function and more confidence where it counts the most, yes, that's your wiener, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. The Blue Chew is prescribed online. It's discreet, shipped straight to your house. They won't, you know, it's not going to tell what it is on the package, so you're safe there. You don't have to have those awkward stares from the mailman or mailwoman.
The neighbor lady, I picked your nail, your mail up for you. I noticed that your dick doesn't get hard anymore.
You don't have to deal with that.
You do not, and that's what I worry about. You have no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in pharmacies, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And I'm an extremely awkward person. I don't need any more of that in my personal life. They're made in the U.S. of A, so you know they work.
Comes crushing down and it hurts inside.
And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy.
Right now, we've got the deal of all deals for the Bro Ohio listeners.
Do it.
Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And get your first shipment free when you use the promo code BROHIO. That's BROHIO. All you got to pay is the $5 for shipping, Rob Dog. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code is BROHIO. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them so much for sponsoring the BROHIO podcast. During the 14-year relationship between Carl and Lisa, Lisa would continuously have affair after affair after affair. And when I tell you,
girl's got to get us some dick.
She looks like she fell down the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Yeah.
And then got hit in the face with a bag of what the fuck after she hit the ground.
What'd Carl look like? Was he a prized rat terrier himself?
He was actually a golden retriever. He was a Labrador retriever.
Okay.
Yeah. Good looking boy.
I was going to say, that's gorgeous.
He was the best boy.
He was the goodest boy.
Yeah. Now I did find out that his dad, Carl's dad,
okay,
was the one that was sexually assaulting her growing up. So not only is she getting raped in the house by
goddamn
stepdad, Carl is tearing it up and eventually marries her. So
that makes family reunions real fun.
Now that I'm a little bit older now, my dad doesn't have a lot of shit on me. But if he could just sit down and be like, you know, I fucked your wife.
Like, nah, that's like the sexiest family reunion ever.
That's a weird one, dude. There's a lot of Baja Blast at that one.
Ask your wife who fucks better.
Hey, I didn't have to take my teeth out when I did it. I'm good, man.
Oh, God. Carl described her as being a chronic liar, okay, with slow self-esteem, and she was very critical of others.
Okay.
And in 1993, the couple did briefly divorce, but they eventually remarried the following year.
All right.
She missed her brother, and she wanted to get back with him. Eventually, Linda had had enough of Carl. Yeah, that's the way it went.
Hmm.
For good, until she divorced her brother in 1998. She took all four children and the imaginary ones in her belly and moved to Malvern, Kansas. And this is where she met poor Kevin Montgomery, who she was known as Lisa Montgomery.
Yeah.
And that's whose namesake she bears to this day. She would eventually marry him in 2000. Lisa did tell Kevin, she said, look, I did have a tubal litigation after my fourth child. And Kevin said, well, okay, that's nice. I think that's real fucking sexy. But in all actuality, this guy had no clue what a tubal ligation was. Hadn't got a fucking... And this is what he... During the end, he told the police, he said,
I had no idea what tubal ligation was. I didn't know a tubal aeration. I didn't know what an areola was.
He didn't know what having your tubes tied meant.
Okay. Oh, man.
So we're dealing with that at this point. He was traveling over 70 miles one way to work while Lisa sat at home with his new blended family. He had 3 children of his own. She had 4 teenagers and his 3 teenagers. So the 7 of them lived in a house with with Kevin's parents. 7 teenagers.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how much money they spent on Taco Bell and Mountain Dew?
Wait a second. I think there are some pretty poor fuckers. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Not only was there all teenagers in the house, like I said, but Lisa was pregnant with an imaginary baby. So she's got that on her plate.
7 teenagers and 1 expecting.
Kevin had no idea. He didn't know what a tubal ligation was. So all this time, he thinks she's really pregnant, but she had her tube tied. While Kevin was working, Lisa was home raising goats for their wool. That's what she did. She raised goats.
Christ.
The children, the teenage children, would weave, dye, and spin yarn out of the goat fur.
Raising goats for their wool? Is that a real thing? Or is this sheep?
I have nipples, Rob. Can you milk me?
I didn't think goats had wool. You just have extra hairy goat.
The goat stinks. The goat smells like goats. This is the worst day of my life.
Oh, God, that's just goat hair. It's not wool. Fucking sheeps make wool.
Oh, Jesus, you got a lint roller? I'm covered in goat hair. Jesus Christ, Mom. How's the baby? Is the baby kicking today? You think it'll like goat milk?
Dude, goats are fucking assholes.
Yeah, they are. I don't ever want one.
We went to a zoo one time, and this little goat jumped a fence and started eating my son's pants.
Why'd you have them off?
No, they were on.
Okay.
It was like Cooper when he was little. I had to run it off because he kept trying to eat his damn pants.
Eat his diaper.
Yeah, he was like 2. I was pissed.
Get these stinky goats out of here. The neighbors said the children were nasty little shits. They dressed in dirty rags.
Of course they did.
Not new clothes, dirty rags.
Their fucking clothes are made of goat wool.
I thought this washcloth was still good after the bath, so I just kept it on. All she did, they said, was Lisa would just lay inside on the couch. Now, she did eventually miscarry the imaginary baby.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's very sad. All the while going to fake doctor's appointments and wearing maternity clothes. But I get the maternity clothes thing because, man, those things look really comfortable.
Dude, it's like 8 to 10 inches of elastic at the top.
You can catch me.
I use those when I go to like the Golden Corral.
Yeah. It's if you catch me at Thanksgiving, I'm probably wearing maternity capris.
Yeah. If I go to BD Mongolians. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Good comfy pants.
Fuck yeah.
Pajama jeans. But let's circle back to, I'm sorry, just a few months later, she became pregnant with another imaginary baby. Aww. With a due date of December 2004.
Congratulations.
That she gave herself. And for this pregnancy, she quit working. I think she had some jobs, I guess, aside from weaving nasty, shitty goat hair.
Okay.
She quit her jobs. Okay. All right. But let's circle back to her brother husband, Carl, that she had. You remember we talked about Carl earlier?
Yeah.
He was the retarded stepbrother that she was married.
Yeah.
He was not giving up without a fight. He wanted custody of the kids because he knew that she was a fucking nutbag.
Rightfully.
He filed for full custody of 2 of the children.
I don't want the other two. You can keep them. You can keep them ones that they're fucking like we used to do because they're really related and they're going to be messed up.
So she knew that if he could prove she was mentally unstable and an unfit parent in court, she would lose 2 of the children, possibly more.
He doesn't want any more. He just wants 2.
I just want 2 to raise on Mountain Dew.
A good way for him to do that was through proving she was pregnant with imaginary babies.
Ah.
So she reached a crossroad.
Okay.
She needed a real baby.
What a predicament.
With a tubal litigation, that's kind of hard to pull off, Rob Dog.
Yeah. She's like,
does the pussy plead guilty or not guilty?
She's like Joe's wife, Bonnie, on Family Guy. She's pregnant for like the entire series of the show and never has a fucking baby.
Exactly. Although she has this baby. We'll get there.
I have a little gold butt baby.
All the while during this time, Lisa was constantly conversing with Bobby Joe Stinnett, our world-renowned rat terrier from Ratter Chatter.
Ratter Chatter.
They're conversing back and forth on the chat room. They're talking about goat yarn, rat terriers, and the common denominator they were that between the two of them, they were both pregnant, or kinda. Then, on December 16th of 2004, which was a Wednesday, Bobby Joe was contacted on Ratter Chatter by a woman named Darlene Fisher.
God, these are the most white trash names in the fucking world.
Flat out, Darlene had no other interest other than to purchase a Ratter Chatter rat terrier from Bobby Joe.
Naturally.
This was a very common occurrence for Bobby Joe in these chat rooms. She would often field people's inquiries about, you know, they wanted to buy dogs from her because she was such a renowned breeder. But as you could probably guess at this point, Darlene Fisher was actually old Lisa Montgomery.
Pulling the fucking okie dokie.
Pulling the okie dokie right here. Yep. The transaction for the rat terrier was confirmed, and they would meet the next day at Bobby Joe's house. So that was Wednesday. The plan was for Darlene, quoties with my fingers, Darlene Fisher, to go to Bobby's house and buy the rat terrier the next day on Thursday. That next day, Thursday, Kevin arrives home from work around 5:15 p.m. He gets a call from Lisa. So you remember, he works 70 miles away. They're making fucking goat fur at home and shit. So he gets home from work at 5:15. He gets a call from Lisa. She says to him, "Hey, I was out of town here in Topeka, Kansas, shopping, and I had the baby at a women's clinic. So this imaginary baby that she wasn't pregnant with, all of a sudden, she had it."
Okay.
Okay. And he's none the wiser because,
"I don't know what tubalization litigation is. I don't know what it was. I did not know what that was."
He didn't know.
He had no idea what it was.
God bless him.
She said, "I'm not at the women's clinic anymore. I'm at Long John Silver's and I need a ride home."
No fucking way.
Not making this up, dude.
Dude, Long John Silver's is fucking banging.
And this was not an A&W Long John Silver's, because that is the best, because you can get fish and chips.
Yeah.
And then you can get
a root beer float.
Root beer. Oh, my God.
She's saying, "Sweetheart, I'm just had a fucking baby, and I'm here at Long John Silver's. I'm stressed out. I just had this fucking kid. I needed about 6 hush puppies where I was going to freak the fuck out.
Here's a good old toilet baby." Why is it always toilet babies with these fucking white trash people?
I don't know. She said, "I need you to come pick me up at Long John Silver's. I need you to come pick me up at LJS, okay? LJS. Give me the L12, extra tartar sauce, give me some malt vinegar."
So Kevin gets in the truck, gets the kids, takes the kids with him, a couple of the teenagers, and he goes to Topeka and picks her and the brand new baby up. Rob, there was a real baby when he got there.
Oh, shit.
Meanwhile, Bobby Joe's mother was supposed to be picked up at work by Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe didn't pick her up, so she goes to Bobby Joe's house to check on her. What she finds at Bobby Joe's house is Bobby Joe lying dead in a pool of blood.
Oof.
With globs of blonde hair clenched in her closed fists.
Damn, get it, girl?
Yeah. She called the dispatchers.
Bobby Joe did?
No, Bobby Joe's mother.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Bobby Joe's dead.
Yeah, I thought maybe like while it was happening.
No.
Okay.
Bobby Joe calls the dispatcher, and it said that it looked like...
Your cat's halfway up the wall right now.
Is she?
She's over up in here.
Yeah, I don't like that cat, dude.
She's climbing up the walls.
She's got stuff wrong with her. I don't know.
She came through. She's right. She's in here.
Yeah. Hopefully she finds a live outlet in there.
There she is, right?
Yeah. She's a good little kitty.
That's so great.
Cat's on the wall.
Okay. Sorry about that.
See you later, kitty.
I totally interrupted.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. So he picks her up at Long John Silver. She's got a real baby. Bobby Joe's mom tells the dispatcher that it looked like Bobby Joe's guts had exploded.
Oh, shit.
Bobby Joe was choked to death with a rope or a pink cord of some sort. I couldn't really pin it down. And the baby was violently cut prematurely out of her stomach.
Oh, shit.
They doubted the baby could have survived, but they tried to issue an Amber Alert, And this is one of the first times that it was ever used. The problem was I couldn't issue the Amber Alert because they didn't have a description of the baby. They just had a dead mother with a cut.
They Sharon-tated her.
Yes, with a cut umbilical cord. Yeah. Okay, they didn't know what the baby looked like or if the baby even survived or if there even was, you know, there was a baby, obviously, but they had nothing to go off of at that point.
Oh, shit.
The next morning, with a one-day-old baby.
Premature baby at that.
Kevin and Lisa were out in public eating breakfast and showing off new baby Abigail to others at the restaurant. They're passing the baby around. Everyone's saying, oh, I can't believe you're out with your baby already. It's only been one day, and thank you for letting us hold this beautiful little baby. The baby was premature.
Yeah.
But the baby was healthy at this point. They took the baby to church after breakfast, and everyone at the church was like, what the fuck is going on? She wasn't pregnant. Why is she here with a one-day-old baby? Because that's what Christians do. They're hypocritical, and they're fucking judgmental. So even though Lisa said she was pregnant, they said, no, you're not, bitch, because you're not getting fucking fat. And they said, the Christians, they said, oh, you're not pregnant. You're making shit up. Because they're hypocritical.
Yeah.
And they judge you.
Okay? Very much so.
They were right in this instance, though.
I am very right, but yeah.
And it sears my soul to sing the words of Jesus. So I put that song in there specifically for the Christians in this instance. Okay. They win this time.
You were right.
Another woman in Ratter Tatter saw that Bobby Joe was murdered.
Fuck.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, yeah.
Saw that Bobby Joe was murdered on the news and recalled the transaction going down with Darlene Fisher and Lisa.
For those of you wondering, the cat is now out of the wall.
Okay.
she's good.
It's not really a wall. It's just we got soundproofing over bare walls.
Yeah, it's just studs.
She was between the soundproofing and the wall.
And the studs,
she's
yeah.
She's fine.
She was just climbing up the studs. It's
perfect,
okay.
Perfect little angel. She loves daddy. Her name's Emma.
She's a furry little pussy.
She's a fucking bitch.
I love her.
Okay.
She's no pumpkin, but she's all right.
Moving on.
Anywho.
So she sees that this transaction goes down between Darlene Fisher and Bobby Joe. So she calls the FBI. The FBI was immediately able to trace the IP address back to Lisa Montgomery.
Okay, good.
Because they were doing all their searches and stuff. They couldn't find anything on a Darlene Fisher. They were also hip to her birthing story that she called and said that she gave birth at a women's clinic in Topeka. So they called all the women's clinics and found that she had been to none of them and that they were actually all fucking closed the day that she said she had the baby.
Man.
So at this point, she's essentially dead meat. Police staked out Lisa and observed her coming and going with the brand new infant. The police made the move to enter the home and arrest Lisa Montgomery for the death of Bobby Joe and the kidnapping of the baby.
Amen.
Thanks to a joint effort and a phone call to U.S. Congressman Sam Graves, Mr. Espy, this is the investigator on the case, Espy, was able to enact an Amber Alert for the missing baby. Media broadcast went across the nation. And they had a hard time getting the Amber Alert because they didn't know what the baby looked like.
Right.
When they booted in the front door, Lisa was seated on the couch with the baby in her arms, watching the Amber Alert scroll across the screen for the baby that she abducted.
Jesus.
Yeah. And quote, this is from one of the investigators on one of the first responders, the sheriffs that was on the scene. Oh my God. Okay. We're okay. he said, quote, you could, and this is what I imagine they sound like, yeah, skid mark.
Yeah, you gotta do the accent, so.
You can tell that the shape of the baby's head looked like it was a cesarean birth,
Mr. Strong said.
The color was good, but probably the thing that bothered me the most was the fact that the baby didn't cry.
Okay.
It bothered him.
I don't know if you've ever seen a baby before. They're not guaranteed to be crying constantly.
Cut him to the core, man. That night, a healthy baby girl, Victoria Jo Stinnett, was reunited with her daddy, Zeb Stinnett, at Stormont Vale Regional Medical Center in Topeka, Kansas, where she would spend the weekend before going home. Now, afterwards, they immediately take her to a narcotic safe house for an investigation.
Okay.
You take Lisa Montgomery, and this is what the investigator said. He said, quote,
I slid my chair right up, almost against her chair, Our knees were almost touching and I reached out, Mr. Fritz said. She put her hand in my hand. I put my other hand on top of her hand and I said, we need to get this lined out. We need to get to the bottom of this. She goes, it's terrible.
This dude's trying to fuck.
I can't talk about it,
he remembered.
And I said, we already know. We know what happened. And she said, well, you've got Bobby Joe's baby.
So dun, dun, dun.
That was the confession that they needed to nail this fucking psychopath to the wall.
Fucking wild.
Over 400 mourners showed up for Bobby Joe's funeral. She was the third member of her family to be murdered in 4 years. Her cousin was stomped to death by a boyfriend.
Oh, God.
And another person just fucking vanished altogether.
Whew.
Not a lucky time for that family. Lisa Montgomery was charged with the kidnapping resulting in death, which was, she had the choice between, well, she didn't have the choice.
Right, right.
They were either going to give her life imprisonment or the death penalty.
Okay.
During a trial, a neuropsychologist said her previous head injuries turned her into a fucking nut job. It damaged the part of the brain that controls aggression.
Huh.
They also argued that she suffered from pseudocyesis. I think that's how you pronounce that.
That looks right. Yeah.
I looked it up earlier. Pseudocyesis. Pseudocyesis is the medical term for a false pregnancy, or what some people refer to as a phantom pregnancy. False pregnancy is characterized by the typical pregnancy symptoms, including weight gain, growing belly, morning sickness, irritability, and backache. All the signs of being pregnant without carrying an actual baby. Issues that may create a false pregnancy or a pseudocyesis include miscarriage, infertility, loss of a child, or just a mental breakdown altogether. And man,
it's, I don't know. It's, I feel like from what this is saying, it just seems like she was just fucking wild, like, and crazy.
She was wild, but she,
I don't know if she actually, did she actually think she was pregnant, or was she just reaping the benefits that came with it?
I don't know what the condition is, but some people are such chronic liars.
Right.
That they
just buy into their own lies.
They get to the point, they've lied so much about a story.
Yeah.
That they genuinely believe that the lie they are telling is the truth.
Yeah, yeah. And I know people like that. There's a lot of people like that, you know, in any like UFO communities and shit like that. It's the, kind of the same thing.
And this, I guess, is really... But the next part is called a sympathetic pregnancy.
Okay.
Is a proposed condition in which a partner... This is something the men can experience, okay? Experiences some of the same symptoms and behavior as an expectant mother. These most often include minor weight gain.
Yes, a fucking man.
Yes. Altered hormone levels, morning nausea, and disturbed sleeping patterns. In more extreme cases, symptoms can include labor pains, fatigue, postpartum depression, and nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds, lay off the cocaine, brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to cocaine this baby away.
I like to snort my cocaine out of my baby's butt.
The labor pain symptoms is commonly known as sympathy pain. Kulvade symptom syndrome, which is also called, is not recognized as a real syndrome by many medical professionals. Its source is a matter of debate. Some believe it to be a psychosomatic condition, while others believe it may have biological causes from hormone changes.
Hmm.
So... this defense by her attorney did little to win her the case, okay? On October 22nd, 2007, Lisa Montgomery was found guilty of murder and recommended for the death penalty.
Good.
Stupid, ugly fucking bitch. The judge upheld the case, and in April 2008, Lisa Montgomery was given the death penalty. As of this day, Lisa is currently incarcerated at an Administrative Security Federal Medical Center, or... FMC Carswell. It's a federal facility. She's not yet been executed. Right. After she is executed, she'll be only the third woman to ever be federally executed.
Ah.
Yeah. So she's still out there alive. If you guys want to write her a letter, I found this true crime auctions things. There's a, for $85, you can buy a letter of hers with her signature and it smells like her fucking shit stained ass. And
only one of three.
Nasty, stupid.
She'll be the third.
Bitch.
Was Eileen Wuornos federally?
I don't think so. executed? I don't think so. I think she was executed in Florida.
Yeah, she wasn't it wasn't federal charges.
Florida and Texas, both of them are just like...
they just kill people at the drop of a fucking hat.
Flip switch.
Yeah.
Bring another one in. Flip the switch. Bring another one in. Flip the switch. So, that's what... good stuff, right?
Man, that's really good.
Let's debate for a second.
Sure, let's debate.
Zeb is completely shut down after this, okay?
Zebulon?
Yeah. Zebulon will not talk to any media outlets.
Okay.
He kind of won't return any calls. Victoria is a happy, I think that was her name.
How many kids did Zeb get?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I know he's got a couple.
Yeah.
I checked him out on Facebook. Did not accept my friend request.
He's the one that tried to get the two kids, right?
Now, Zeb was the husband of Bobby Joe, who was murdered.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of Carl.
Carl.
Carl wanted the two kids.
Carl Bowman.
I want those other two fuckers. I just want these two.
I want my two sisters' kids.
I want the two healthy-looking ones. The other one's got a lazy eye, and the other one's got a bad hip. I can't fuck that one.
One of my favorite things to do is to fuck my dad's wife.
Old Zeb.
Love my mom.
I like to hunch her.
So, Victoria, I think is what is what her name ended up being.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Yeah, it's Victoria Jostinette. The saddest part about this for me, man, is this baby girl. And you know, I got three baby girls. The day that she was born was the day that her mom died. And that's a hard pill. She never got to meet her mom.
Yeah.
You know? And, I'm happy that Zeb has kind of kept her from the media and kept himself from the media, because what a terrible story.
It's definitely a good call by him.
Yeah, and this is a story that's not been covered by many people. I listened to one podcast for about 5 seconds that covered it, and I swear to God, we're not that bad, Rob. We call each other shitty, and then I go to listen to these other podcasts, and like, hi.
Hold on a second, are we on right now?
And it pisses me off when people burp on podcasts. That's the stupidest, nastiest shit, dude. And I turned it off. So we're one of the first ones to cover the story.
Okay.
Fantastic story.
I'll take it.
Someone wrote us a review a few months ago, and they said that...
you suck.
They did say that. Hold on one second.
Let's find this.
I don't need to find it. I just needed to make sure I was recording the other channel down there.
Okay.
He said...
as I clear my throat,
this podcast is great, but it's a lot better if you listen to it at about 75%.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
They sound like fucking drunk idiots. So, I got this for you guys real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to play this.
I mean, I will say, from what I remember... we've never been drunk on an episode.
I have a couple times.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever go to camp when you were a kid?
Camp Kern, whenever we were in like fifth grade.
Dude, we sound loaded.
Really, I went to Camp Kern.
I don't really count that as going to camp, though.
But then when I was like, I don't know, like fifth or sixth grade.
If you haven't heard
this is kind of how it works for everybody. You're kind of... this is the fat camp story.
This is the fat camp story. If you haven't heard, this is on the Clinton body count episode. This is one of the best stories ever. It's chubby, fucking hilarious.
I hit puberty. Okay?
You didn't go to fat camp, did you?
There's a little bit of a story behind this.
Do we sound so loaded? Yeah, I love stories.
I was a bit of a dumpling. Okay. Lack of a better word.
As a bit of a dumpling.
So, I'm going to church, right? And they're like, church camp. Who wants to fucking go? They said, who wants to fucking go to church camp?
I want to go to church camp. Mom and Dad, send me.
So, I guess the things
we're
for
a podcast that recycles our own material. We're fucking great.
Ask the parents, they would say, what does your kid need to work on? Is he playing too many video games? You guys can turn us off if you want.
Yeah. We're just going to keep going. We're going to play the rest of this episode out like this.
What is he not getting in bed with the Lord every night with the word? What's going on?
Oh, man.
My parents are like, he's a good kid. There's nothing really wrong with it.
My parents aren't drunk.
Really know, nah. You know, there's nothing.
We really do sound drunk, though. Right? Yeah.
We sound like we're high and drunk.
Church, yeah. Man. So if you, yeah, listen to us at
partially retarded.
Yeah. So we all pile in the van and go to church camp. All the kids from my church. You know, there's church kids my age, kids older.
You got a real.
Yeah. Skinny kids, fat kids.
You got a real like.
I say I was fat.
At 75%, you got like a real like a Chris Farley enunciation on your words.
I wasn't that.
I wouldn't say I was fat.
Super fat.
You totally fucked with your self esteem, dude. I sounded so loaded.
And you know, you can see some of the bunks from the other campsites. They're outside,
okay,
passing footballs and running around.
This chapel type deal. He's just jumping shit back and forth. He's like,
are you tired of being fat?
No, it gets so much better. He's like jogging in place, and everyone's like looking just at each other,
clapping along with the music.
What the fuck is going on right now? And it's like, and he's like, all right, guys. And he snapped and he's like, broccoli, salad, carrots. Listen to your parents. And he's like dancing. And then he's like, cucumbers.
It's a stupid
healthy snacks, and their necks are all shaking around. And there's chocolate pudding drying on their collars, their shirts. There's one fucking kid.
Why are we doing this?
Pocket to grab out, a hot pocket.
Our show normally goes an hour. We got to fill up the hour.
So, in other words, listen to us at 75% if you want to hear what we sound like fucking loaded.
I like it.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Their dance moves.
I think I'm gonna start listening every podcast 75% now.
Try it, dude.
Might as well.
Doesn't fucking matter.
None of
this
cares.
None of this matters.
If I got a lot of time to kill and it's only like an hour podcast, fuck it. I'll listen to it at half speed. Take twice as long.
You guys sound like fucking drunk.
It's all right.
If you're drunk right now, write us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter. We don't have any Twitter friends, at brohiopodcast.
Nah, we fucking suck on there.
We're anemic on Twitter.
And if you haven't yet, leave us a 5-star iTunes review. That would be fucking great of you.
It doesn't.
You'd feel a lot better about yourself and make your dick grow or make your dick grow, make your pussy wetter.
We were number 200 overall in like
no way
Sri Lanka, some weird country for like a couple hours the other day. We were like number 1300 on iTunes overall. All podcasts in the
world. Yeah,
in the world. Yeah, for briefly, but right now. We are number 421 on Society and Culture in Malaysia, and we're number 666.
Oh, fuck yes.
In Society and Culture in Zimbabwe.
People in Zimbabwe, there has to be like two podcasts there.
Ohio? It doesn't matter about the other fucking one.
Fuck them.
So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode.
Yeah, thank you guys a lot. We're sorry we took a little bit of a hiatus, but we had to lay low.
Hiding from the Clintons.
Yeah. We did have a really good interview. If you haven't listened to our interview with Ray Shemansky, definitely do that. We did that last week instead of doing an actual episode because we wanted to focus all of our attention on that.
Yep.
Great guy. Great interview.
We're going to touch base with him again because he does have a very in-depth case study with an abductee.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be able to get her and him on the show together.
And that'd be amazing. Yeah. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. Give us feedback on that. It's... You know,
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's not your normal episode, but I mean, it's us.
Yeah, we didn't use bad words, but we're back to
not as much.
We're back to sucking shit farts and fucking each other and stuff.
Right.
Here we are.
Right.
Take me for who I am.
We have to show some respect to our guests.
Inverted penis.
Yeah.
He had an inverted penis.
Did he?
Yeah, it was before you got there.
But... Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I did show up a little late. I was working that day.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys. And we're finishing. This is 7:00. On a Sunday evening.
Don't know when we're going to put it out.
We might not put it out till next week.
Yeah.
Just to make you guys wonder even more.
Tell him, Rob.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You got to say it.
Oh, wait, say what?
You always say it.
Oh. I love you.